When you hear a show tune from the great white way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Has there ever been a better song about strutting your stuff in a big-time Broadway show than that number from Follies? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the now Maytime Hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, the singer on that recording was Ethel Chatté. I don't know how old she was. She was certainly in her 60s or so when she performed that. That's actually a concert for Stephen Sondheim, not the original cast of Follies. But she had been in the business for an awfully long time, stretching all the way back to the Ziegfeld Follies. That's what made it so interesting to hear her perform that song in 1970. And she became a kind of overnight star. Everybody loved that performance. It was legendary. And today we're going to look at that phenomenon. It's such a phenomenon, I suppose it's a cliche. And if you do a cliche long enough, it becomes a legend. And if you talk about a legend long enough, it becomes a mythology. But that idea of an overnight success, a guy or a girl who has a supporting role or who steps out of the chorus and everybody writes about them in the reviews, and overnight they become a star. A star is born. So that is the topic for today's Broadway to Main Street, and we're going to look at people who became overnight sensations over the last 80 years or so, going all the way up to the season in the 2015-2016 Broadway season. Let us go back to 1930, when a young starstruck girl from Astoria, Queens, originally named Ethel Zimmerman, was given two songs in the new George Gershwin, Ira Gershwin show called Girl Crazy in 1930, And in the second act, she stepped out and just became literally the first of those overnight sensations. This is a recording off the radio. It has a slightly melancholy frame. It is a broadcast the day after George Gershwin died. And they asked a lot of people around the country from L.A. and New York and whatnot to share their memories of Gershwin and sing songs that they made famous by Gershwin. It is the first time I know of that she recorded this particular number from Girl Crazy. So here she is, Ethel Merman, delivering the performance that made her a star.
It has been universally recognized that George Gershwin's symphonic rhythm conception is directly responsible for its adoption by concert and symphony orchestras. He shed a new light on rhythmic interpretation and gave the world the fullness of the rhythm that was in his heart. We know that George Gershwin would like to be remembered by this trend in his contributions. And so, in keeping with this thought, the girl who leaped to stardom in his musical success, Girl Crazy, pays vocal tribute to her friend with his favorite selection from that show, I've Got Rhythm, Miss Ethel Merman.
Days can be sunny with never a sigh. Don't need what money can buy. Birds in the tree sing their day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing along? I'm chipper all the day, happy with my lot. How do I get that way? Look at what I've got. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man who could ask for anything more. I got daisies in green pastures, I got my man who could ask for anything more. An old man Trouble, say I don't mind him, 'cause you won't find him round my door. I got my man who could ask for anything more, who could ask for anything more. Oh, who could ask for anything more? Oh, who could ask for anything more? An old man Trouble, say I don't mind him, 'cause you won't find him hanging around front of back door. Oh, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
Who could ask for anything more? Indeed, Ethel Merman. She became known then overnight as the girl who could hold a note longer than the Chase Manhattan Bank. Well, where Ethel Merman goes, can Mary Martin be far behind? Well, a few years later, in 1938, Mary Martin wore a mink stole and sat on top of a steamer trunk in Siberia. Okay, here we go. In a show called Leave It to Me by Cole Porter. That's the kind of shows they wrote back then. And Sophie Tucker, I think, was a star with Victor Moore. And Gene Kelly was a chorus boy. But all they noticed was Mary Martin after she sang this following number that made her a star forever after. Written by Cole Porter, sung by Mary Martin.
Care for such a sweet millionaire. a game of golf. I may make a play for the caddy, but when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine Finnan patty, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, dad, 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 daddy had. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats it so well.
Take pride in introducing the greatest show on earth, Liza Elliott's gargantuan three-ring circus, featuring for the first time the captivating and tantalizing Liza Elliott, the woman who cannot make up her mind. Order in the courtroom. Ah, the charges against Liza Elliott. Whereas Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind about the Easter cover or the circus cover. Secondus.
Secondus.
Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind whether she is marrying Kendall Nesbitt or not. Moreover. Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind as to the kind of woman she wants to be, the executive or the enchantress. And
inasmuch as
in a world where tumult and turmoil reign, these indecisions of Liza Elliott only add to the confusions of an already, as indicated, confused world. Therefore, be it resolved that Liza Elliott be brought to trial and be made to make up her mind. I should like to introduce that fearless witness, Kendall Nesbitt. Mr. Nesbitt, you are divorcing your wife so you can be free to marry the defendant. Isn't that so?
Yes, sir.
You were led to believe the defendant would marry you when, as, and if.
Yes, sir.
But now she refuses to make up her mind.
Yes, sir.
You gave her the best years of your life, and yet she refuses to be your wife.
Yes, sir.
He gave her the best years of his life. She was, shall we call it, his mistress. 'Twas only for her he's divorcing his wife, and now the man's in a distress. The mister who once was the master of a two would make of his mistress his missus, but he's missed out on a missus, for the mistress is through. What a mess of a mishmash this is. You know, I like that music. Who wrote it?
Tchaikovsky!
Tchaikovsky? I love Russian composers.
Hey,
There's Malachevsky, Rubinstein, Arensky, Yanchakovsky, Sapelnikov, Dmitriev, Cherepnik, Krzyzanovsky, Godovsky, Atobuchov, Moniusko, Akimenko, Soloviev, Prokofiev, Priyomkin, Goroschenko. There's Grinkler, Winkler, Bortniansky, Rebekov, and Yinsky. There's Metter, Balakirin, Zola, Torev, and Kvoschinsky. And Sokolov, and Kopolov, Dukhansky, and Klinovsky. And Shostakovich, Boradin, Glier, and Novakovsky. There's Liadov, and Karganov, Barkeyevich, Panchenko. And Dargumisky, Chervachevsky, Ryabin, Vasilenko. Stravinsky, Rimsky, Kosakov, Kuchorsky, and Grechaninov, and Vlazunov, and Cesar, Kvikalinikov, Rachmaninov. Stravinsky, and Grechaninov, Rumshinsky, and Rachmaninov. Are really you to stop? The subject has been brought to Paninov.
Stravinsky,
Grechaninov,
Rumshinsky,
Rachmaninov.
I better stop because we feel we all have undergone enough.
That, of course, was the manic voice and personality of Danny Kaye, and that he was singing the jaw-breaking Tchaikovsky from Lady in the Dark. And Danny Kaye had sort of come along as a nightclub talent and a comedian and a guy who performed in summer camp and stuff, and he was given a small role of the word I guess they used to use was effete, which was code, of course, for gay back then. Photographer in Lady in the Dark and in the final dream sequence. He reels that one off. He became such a star that the star, Gertrude Lawrence, the eponymous Lady in the Dark, was supposedly not too thrilled. But Danny Kaye zeroed away and did another Cole Porter show, and the rest, as they say, ladies and gentlemen, is history. This is Larry Maslon. We're looking at stars born on the Broadway stage. And let us go after the war, 1946, to St. Louis Woman, one of my favorite shows, written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer. It was not a success, but it was a success from a tall, languid, humorous comedian, African-American comedian, or humorist, as she called herself, from Newport News, Virginia, Pearl Bailey, and she played a supporting part called Butterfly after it was her Broadway debut. She had done some USO shows and nightclubs and stuff like that, and she had two songs and just stole the show. And supposedly they brought her back several times and had to write several extra verses for her. It's before the Tonys. I'm sure she would have walked away with one. Here is Pearl Bailey from St. Louis Woman with her star-making performance, telling us that it is a woman's prerogative, actually, to change her mind.
I don't know who it was wrote it or by who. It was signed. Someone once said, and I quoted, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. He may have you in a halter, harness before and behind, but till you kneel at that altar, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. Promise anything, anything at all. Promise everything, honey, don't swerve. Throw but remember now. prerogative to change her mind.
Sure of what I absolutely know. Very often find confusion in conclusion I concluded long ago. In my head are many facts that as a student I have studied to procure. In my head are many facts of which I wish I was more certain. I was sure. Is a puzzlement. What to tell a growing son? What, for instance, shall I say to him of women? Shall I educate him on the ancient lines? Shall I tell the boy as far as he is able to respect his wives and love his concubines? Shall I tell him everyone is like the other, and the better one of two is really neither? If I tell him this, I think he won't believe it. And I nearly think I don't believe it either. Shall I join with other nations in alliance? If allies are weak, am I not best alone? If allies are strong with power to protect me, might they not protect me out of all I own? Is a danger to be trusting one another. One will seldom want to do what other wishes. But unless someday somebody trusts somebody, there'll be nothing left on earth excepting fishes. There are times I almost think nobody's sure of what he absolutely knows. Everybody find confusion in conclusion he concluded long ago. And it puzzled me to learn that though a man may be in doubt of what he knows, very quickly will he fight, he'll fight to prove that what he does not know is so. Oh, oh. Sometimes I think that people going mad. Ah, sometimes I think that people not so bad. But no matter what I think, I must go on living life. As leader of my kingdom, I must go forth. Be father to my children and husband to each wife, etc., etc., and so forth. If my Lord in heaven, Buddha, show the way. Every day I try to live another day. If my Lord in heaven, Buddha, show the way. Every day I do my best for one more day. But is a puzzlement.
That was Yul Brynner in his Tony Award-winning performance as the King and the King and I. Sort of saying, well, wasn't he a huge star before he played the King and the King and I? And the answer, ladies and gentlemen, is no, not really. When Rodgers and Hammerstein were working with Gertrude Lawrence to adapt those stories about Anna and the King to the Broadway stage, they originally went to Alfred Drake and they went to Noel Coward. They needed a big star to play the King, and I think they maybe were a little shy about circumspect about working with Gertrude Lawrence, who could be famously erratic. And they couldn't cast the King. And Mary Martin recommended someone who had been in a show called Lute Song. And supposedly Yul Brynner, who was not Siamese or even Asian, came in and sort of thwacked a guitar and sat cross-legged barefoot. And they said, Eureka, There Is Our King. And the irony is that he was billed under the title. He was billed as a featured actor, which is how he won his Tony, and of course became a star overnight and won the Oscar and a special Tony and was forever associated with that role and made it a starring role because of his contribution to it. Well, again, sometimes somebody comes from the chorus and gets picked up and their eyes are not on the star. They're on, or the eyes are not on this character. They're on the star and nobody notices the show being stolen away from them. That happened to Lilo in Can-Can in 1953 when Gwen Verdon, who essentially made her debut, she was in another show, but this was her first successful show. And she was so great as a dancer in it, in a supporting part, that supposedly she did her big dance number, went downstairs to the dressing room to change, and the show was simply stopped cold, and they had to bring her back on stage in her bathrobe to take a bow. Here is the star-making performance for Gwen Verdon in Can-Can. It would have been a dancing role. You'll have to suffer a little bit through Hans Conried's overwrite performance. But here's a little Gwen Verdon in the show that made her a star, Can-Can.
I'd love to make a career of dancing. I'd dance so well, I'd go so far. They'd cheer me from here to Zanzibar. And in every dance hall, I'd be a star, the belle of the ball.
When a woman has a man, a career should amount to nothing at all.
Who did the world a strike?
You women are all alike.
You could have a career, Claudine, the world would be at your feet.
If you could have a career, Claudine, won't you, the men you could meet?
A member of the minister,
a South African millionaire,
our newly elected president.
I hope he is an impotent.
A viscount who's filthy rich,
a Rothschild, no matter which,
the Nizam of Hyderabad.
The Prince of Wales can still be had.
Stop! Stop this insane, this endless hullabaloo while I explain a sculptor's point of view. Praxiteles was a sculptor. He had a girl. She didn't want to be a dancer. Michelangelo was a sculptor. He had a girl. She didn't want to be a dancer. And I, the greatest sculptor of them all, I have a girl. Does she want to be a dancer?
Yes is the answer, yes.
Yes is the answer.
You don't love me, 'tis clear to see.
I don't love you, you don't love me.
You only think of your life, never of mine.
I only think of my life, what a line.
If you loved me.
If you loved me.
If you loved me.
If you loved me.
If you.
If you.
If you.
If
you.
If
you loved me truly. If you. Be truly, then you would not, should not, could not so selfish be.
If you love me truly, you must agree that you would not, should not, could not say that to me.
You scourge, you scum,
you vacuum, nonetheless I love you,
love you truly, truly. You don't love me, 'tis clear to see.
I don't love you, you don't love me.
You only think of your life, never of mine.
I only think of my life, what a line.
If you love me.
If you love me.
If you love me.
If you love me.
If you.
If you.
If you.
If
you love me truly. If you love me truly. Then you would not, should not, could not so selfish be.
If you love me truly. You must agree. That you would not, should not, could not say that to me.
Pig, you pill,
you imbecile. Nonetheless, I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Nonetheless, I love you, love you, love you. Love
with
with sunlight. Your lips red as flame, your face with a luster that puts gold to shame. But if I'd ever leave you, how could it be in autumn? How I'd leave in autumn, I never would know. I've seen how you sparkle when fall nips the air. I know you in autumn, and I must be there. And could I leave you running merrily through the snow, or on a wintry evening when you catch the fire's glow? If ever I would leave you, how could it be in springtime, knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so? Oh no, not in springtime, summer, winter, or fall. No, never could I leave you. Could it be in springtime, knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so? Oh no, not in springtime, summer, winter, or fall. No, never could I leave you.
You will, of course, recognize the platinum pipes of Robert Goulet. Again, like The King and I, Camelot was a show they had real trouble casting a major role, the role of Lancelot, and they sort of almost threw up their hands. And then this guy came in on stage in blue jeans. He claimed he was born in Canada. He wasn't. Well, he didn't really grow up in Canada. But at any rate, that was Bob Goulet, and he was cast as Lancelot, and his French lineage obviously captured Lerner and Lowe. And it made him a superstar. He got a recording contract, and by 1967, he was starring in his own Broadway shows. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB, and today we're looking at the Star is Born phenomenon, those actors and actresses who became a star overnight. Well, when a musical called I Can Get It For You Wholesale sort of rumbled into town in 1963 after some out-of-town trouble, scored by Harold Rome, there was a goofy girl who played a secretary called Miss Marmalstein, and everybody loved her. Not too many people loved the show, but it was the performance that catapulted her to stardom, which would happen the next year when she became the lead in Funny Girl, playing Fanny Bryce. Of course, I'm talking about Barbara Streisand. Here is she singing the number that focused all eyes and attention and applause on her. Miss Marmalstein, Barbara Streisand.
Miss Marmalstein!
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 Miss Marmalstein! Miss Marmalstein! Miss Marmalstein! Oh, why is it always Miss Marmalstein?
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Other girls get called by their first names right away. They get cozy into May. Do you know what I mean? Nobody calls me, hey baby doll,
Miss Marmalstein,
or honey dear,
Miss Marmalstein,
or sweetie pie.
Miss Marmalstein.
Even my first name would be preferable, though it's terrible. It might be better, it's Yetta, or perhaps my second name, that's Tessie.
spell T-E-S-S-Y.
E!
But no, no, it's always Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein?
You think at least Miss M. they could try.
Miss Marmalstein?
Miss Marmalstein?
Miss Marmalstein?
Miss Marmalstein?
Miss Marmalstein?
Oh, I could die. I'm a very willing secretary. Enjoy my work as my employer will corroborate. Except for one disappointment, one fly in the ointment. It's great, I mean simply great. But the aggravation of my situation, I might as well get it off my chest, is the Trump appellation. Pardon the big words I apply, but I was an English major at CCNY. The Trump appellation, with which I am persistently addressed. Persistently, perpetually, continually, inevitably addressed. Believe me, it could drive a person positively psychosomatic. Why is it always Miss Marmalstein?
Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein. Other girls get called by their nicknames right away. Slightly naughty or risque, do you know what I mean? Nobody calls me Coochie Coo or Bubbla.
Miss Marmalstein.
Or Passion Pie. Even Hey There Babe, though not respectable, ain't so objectable. It's kind of crummy, but chummy. Course, if I got married, that would do it. So where's the lucky guy? Huh? Till then, it still is Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
Every day I get more and more fussed.
Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
Oh, I could.
I like it.
Bilidi-di-di.
They like it.
Bilidi-di-di.
This two for one. Bilidi-di-di.
Two ladies.
Bilidi-di-di.
Two ladies.
Bilidi-di-di.
And he's the only man.
Yeah.
Bilidi-di-di. He likes it.
Bilidi-di-di.
We like it.
Bilidi-di-di.
This two for.
Go out daily to earn our daily bread, but we've one thing in common.
He,
she,
and me, the key,
Billy-dee.
The key,
Billy-dee. The key. Daily to play as we please.
2Z beats 1Z,
but nothing beats 3's. I sleep in the middle.
I'm left and I'm right.
But there's room on the bottom if you drop in some night.
Billy-dee-dee.
Two ladies.
Billy-dee-dee. Two ladies.
Billy-dee-dee. Yeah, billy-dee-dee, I like it.
Billy-dee-dee,
they like it. Billy-dee-dee, this two for one.
Billy-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Phil Coleman, that was Joel Gray playing the MC in Cabaret. And if you look at the original poster for for that 1966 show. You'll see his name under the title, under the graphic, under everything, practically. He was not a big star. He had done some taken over shows like Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. But that catapulted him to fame, and so much so that when they revived the show, I guess about 15, 16 years later, his name was above the title, Joel Grey in Cabaret, another star-making performance. Well, our next three stars actually all have something in common. They all came from Juilliard, that wonderful school for actors, friendly rival of NYU, where I am based, but there you have it. And we'll hear Mandy Patinkin and Patti LuPone. Now, the musical theater had changed by the late 70s. People didn't necessarily grow up from, like Gwen Verdon did, as chorus gypsies, but for more serious drama. Mandy had done a few shows for the New York Shakespeare Festival. Patti LuPone had worked for the Acting Company. I think she was a veteran of a dozen Broadway shows through the Acting Company by the time both of them stepped up to the plate in 1979. To be in Evita. Harold Prince's production catapulted both of them to over the title fame. Here is the waltz for Ava and Che from the 1979 production of Evita.
Tell me before I waltz out of your life, before turning my back on the past. Forgive my impertinent behavior, but how long do you think this pantomime can last? Tell me before I ride off in the sunset, there's one thing I never got clear. How can you claim you're our savior when those who oppose you are stepped on or cut up or simply disappear?
Tell me before you get onto your bus, before joining the forgotten brigade, how can one person like me say, alter the time-honored way the game is played? Tell me before you get onto your high horse, just what you expect me to do. I don't care what the bourgeoisie say, I'm not in business for them, but to give all my descamisados a magical moment or two.
There is evil ever around the governmental system of government quite incidental.
So what are my chances of honest advances? I'd say low. Better to win by admitting my sin than to lose with a halo.
Tell me before I seek worthier pastures and thereby restore self-esteem. How can you be so short-sighted to look never further than this week or next week, to have no impossible dream?
Allow me to help you slink off to the sidelines. I'll pay your fare, give three cheers. But first tell me, who'd be delighted to witness me tackle the world's greatest problems, from war to pollution, no hope of solution, even if I live for 100 years.
There is evil ever around the fundamental system of government quite incidental.
So go, if you're able, to somewhere unstable and stay there. Whip up your hate in some tottering state, but not here, dear. Is that clear, dear?
Well, the musical The Robber Bridegroom just got revived off-Broadway by The Roundabout, and it had a star-making performance in the mid-70s by Barry Bostwick when it came to Broadway. But before that even, the acting company produced it with Patti LuPone and our next star, Kevin Klein, another Juilliard-trained genius. Now, Kevin Klein had been in a lot of classical drama with the acting company, and he had a big break when he played Bruce Granite, the dim-witted actor in On the 20th Century in 1978. And I could play something from that, but didn't really have a solo. So let's move on to the next star-making performance. The one that really put him over the top was the Pirate King in the Central Park revival of Pirates of Penzance, which moved to Broadway and won him the Tony and really confirmed his style and panache as a great 20th century musical comedy performer. Kevin Klein from the Pirates of Penzance.
Better far to live and die under the brave black flag I fly than play a sanctimonious part with a pirate head and a pirate heart. Away to the cheating world go you, where pirates all are well-to-do. But I'll be true to the song I sing and live and die a pirate king. For I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
It is a pirate king,
for love of a pirate. I sally forth to seek my prey. I help myself in a royal way. I sink a few more ships, it's true, than a well-bred monarch ought to do. But many a king on a first-class throne, if he wants to call his crown his own, must manage somehow to get through more dirty work than ever I do. For I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. I am a pirate king.
You are a pirate king,
and it is a glorious thing.
Away indeed to a career in a Tony Award. Kevin Kline from the Pirates of Penzance. Your Good Man Charlie Brown wouldn't seem to be a star-making show, but when they revived it in the late 90s, they added the part of Sally Brown, Charlie Brown's sister, and Christian Chenoweth came along and reinvented the show and reinvented her career. She had bopped around in some regional theater productions and stuff, and it was a star-making performance that won her a Tony. Here is Christian Chenoweth with her new philosophy.
Oh, yeah? That's what you think.
What?
That's my new philosophy. Oh, yeah? That's what you think.
Well, why are you telling me?
What?
Why are you telling me?
Why are you telling me? I like it! That's a good philosophy. Why are you telling me? Why are you telling me? Why are you telling me? My new philosophy. The teacher gave a D on last week's homework. She said, Miss Sally Brown, your grades are going down. I could have told her.
Your new philosophy.
My new philosophy. Miss B, I'm she. Look, C, a D, a D. Well, why are you telling me? And that's my new philosophy.
That's your new philosophy.
Why are you telling me my new philosophy?
That's great, Sally, but I've got to go practice Chopin's Nocturne in B-flat minor.
No! I like it. No! That's a good philosophy. No! No! No!
That's your new philosophy, huh?
Yes! I mean, no! Just like a busy bee, each new philosophy
philosophy.
My new philosophy.
Sally, some philosophies are simple. Man does not live by bread alone. Some philosophies are clear.
Leave your message at the sound of the tone.
Some philosophies begin choose, deciding what goes in it.
Some take a lifetime.
Mine take a minute.
But Sally, anything that takes only a minute can't be very lasting. For instance, Beethoven took over 2 years to complete his brilliant Ninth Symphony.
No!
I can't stand it!
I can't stand it! I like it! It's like a guarantee, my new philosophy, and things are sure to be a whole lot brighter. Oh yeah? That's what you think. Why are you telling me? No! I can't stand it! Now I'm just free and easy, much more philosophy with my brand new. You know, someone has said that we should live each day as if it were the last day of our life.
Ah! This is the last day! This is it! I only have 24 hours left! Help me! Help me! This is the last day! Ah!
Clearly, some philosophies aren't for all people.
And that's my new philosophy!
And neither are star performances, Christian Chenoweth in Your Good Man Charlie Brown. I should say she was in Steel Pier prior to that, but this is the one that knocked her out of the ballpark. Well, speaking of knocking out of the ballpark, if you want to see a performance that you will remember all the days of your life, go to the Jacobs Theater and see the revival of The Color Purple. There's an extraordinary woman in it named Cynthia Erivo playing the part of Celie in the lead. I suspect she will win a Tony, and I suspect we will remember her for a long time to come. Here is her 11 o'clock number from The Color Purple. You won't forget her. Cynthia Erivo, a star, ladies and gentlemen, is born.
I don't need you to love me. I don't need you to love. I've got my sister. I can feel her now. She may not be here, but she's still mine, I know. she still loved me. Got my children, I can't hold them now. They may not be here, but they still mine. I hope they know I still love them. Got my house, it still keeps the cold out. Got my chair when my body can't hold out. Got my hands doing good like they supposed to. Showing my heart to the folks that I'm close to. Got my eyes, though they don't.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.